2. The Mediterranean, the Levant, and Middle Europe, 1100 to 800 BC. In the period following the ending of palatial organization on the Greek mainland, around 1200 BC, many existing settlements and religious sites continued in use, but the Aegean world moved into what used to be known as the Dark Age of Greece, characterized by the complete collapse of the palatial systems, loss of external connections, and extensive migrations of populations. The term Dark Age is out of fashion because it is too negative in tone for what we now know of the period. Instead, it is better to talk more neutrally of the transition from the Bronze to the Iron Age. This transition happened at different times in different parts of the Mediterranean world, around 1070 BC in Greece. Its earliest phase, on which this chapter will focus, is known as the Early Iron Age. The world of the Early Iron Age was much less complex in terms of organization and interconnections than what had gone before, but by the end of the period there was an increased level of connections again, especially with the Near East. Here we shall set in parallel the developments of the Aegean, Italy, and Middle Europe in this period, relating them to the changing balance of power in the Near East. The site of Lefkendi on the island of Euboea offers the best starting point for understanding this period. Named after a modern village, its ancient name is unknown, the site of Lefkendi lies halfway down the west coast of Euboea. There had been a settlement here since at least 2400 BC, but during the palatial period it came under the sway of the palace at Thebes. Amarenthos, about 15 kilometers east of Lefkendi, appears in the Theban Linear B tablets. Around 1200 BC, with the collapse of the organization of the palaces, including that at Thebes, Lefkendi flourished. The site was violently destroyed at least twice during the 12th century, but was swiftly rebuilt on both occasions. The large and prosperous houses, on a small hill projecting into the sea, the promontory today known as Xeropolis, extended over about 7 hectares. People continued to live at Lefkendi during the early Iron Age, down to the end of the 8th century. Crucially, there is no break after the collapse of the...